Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host.
Charlotte Littlefield. Hello, George.
Right. You know what? They just wrapped up the Bilderberg conference over in Turin, Italy. You know that? And boy, did they, boy, that was quite a conference. Luke Rakosi just put up a video, okay, along with Dan Dix with that Canadian group, and they confronted Higginloper. Higginloper is the governor of Colorado, okay? And he tried to shy away from them and didn't answer or anything else. But what the Bilderberg group, is good about doing is grooming people for future elevation to higher office. So, last night I was on the air with Tony Godling out of Bristol, England. He seemed to put forward the idea that Higginloper is being groomed for higher office, maybe the presidential, the Oval Office. But how are you doing, Charlotte? And tell me what some of your thoughts are about this.
I'm doing well. Thank you, George. I feel really good this afternoon. It's a little warm here where I'm at. It's 95 degrees, so that's pretty warm for us in Missouri. Yeah, I was impressed by the fact that NATO and the Vatican were involved with the Bilderberg this year.
Yes, they were.
In some capacity. I don't fully understand and to what capacity and how everybody, to my understanding is that they all met, meaning some of the most powerful people on the planet in every arena and every sphere of politics. They basically got together and something might be brewing, and it's a very upsetting thought.
Yes, it is. In other words, in fact, they sent this cardinal in there, okay? From the Vatican. He's the Secretary of State of the Vatican. And, Pietro is his name. And they sent him in there to deliver a personal message from Pope Francis to the Bilderberg group. But all this is in secrecy, so, you know, how does it benefit us if it's in secrecy, right?
That's what's concerning in that, you know, these things, let's hope it doesn't lead us to war with Iran. I'm still very anti-war.
Well, last night, I put forward, Tony's idea and view of this was different than this, video that we discovered of our friends, Aaron and Melissa. Dyke did a wonderful job, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But, Tony's idea was high tech, AI and all that. And basically
artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that's what we talked about more last night, with Tony. And, Now, Aaron and Melissa Dykes on this well-done documentary, they seem to put forward an idea of military security, like war-making is the way I would describe it. They didn't describe it that way. But I think that group was put together to talk about some kind of an offense against Russia and Iran. That's what I think. What do you think, Charlotte?
I don't know what to think. I'm more inclined to listen to what your perspective is and to take that into heavy consideration. I just am concerned that we're heading towards a cliff that we can't return from. I think war is futile, and war with Iran is a horrible idea. And anybody out there instigating war needs to be brought to heel, you know?
Right. Those are good comments. And I'm against any of this war making. I'd be called a peacenik now. You know what I mean? And you have a military background. I do too. But I sort of
right.
evolved into a peacenik type character. You know what I mean?
There's space for peace. It's just this problem with Iran. All the rhetoric I've heard is that they don't have anything particular to complain about Iran. All they have to say is that they desire regime change. The regime's got to go because it'll never change is all I really understood or heard about it. And that's not an explanation. And that certainly is not grounds for war in my book.
Yeah, right. Well, they're building up this, they're trying to get the European Union to go along with these sanctions, the United States is. The problem with that is that the European Union has a lot of trade and business right now going on with Iran, and they're not for what Trump did in breaking off the agreement. On the denuclearization of Iran, you know. So that seems to be, oh, the guy that went in there for the Pope is Cardinal Pietro Parolin, P-A-R-O-L-I-N. And he is the Secretary General, okay, excuse me, Secretary of State of the Vatican representing the Pope. And he took a personal message from Pope Francis to the Bilderberg Group. And the Bilderberg Group meets in total secrecy. So this is a message, a secret, private message from Pope Francis to the Bilderberg Group. That's something else, isn't it?
It is. And can you imagine that Kissinger is still kicking it with the Bilderberg Group? That just boggles my mind, and it upsets me. It's concerning.
They tell me that when they go there to the Bilderberg Hotel, whatever hotel that is, that Kissinger, he gets a presidential suite. Okay? And so, something did happen here. The King of the Netherlands, okay, along with his wife, Maxima, Queen Maxima, her sister committed suicide in Buenos Aires, right, before the Bilderberg meeting, right, on a Wednesday. The Bilderberg meeting started on Thursday. So the King of the Netherlands there and his wife, Maxima, did not go to the Bilderberg meeting, but he went and with his wife to Buenos Aires for his sister-in-law's funeral and her sister's funeral. So their father, when you dig down into this, was tied back to a very militaristic dictator in Argentina that they say between 5 and 30,000 people were disappeared. See, and so it's very, very, there's a lot of intrigue about that so-called suicide, you know. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's going on from the background. Now, getting back to the Bilderberg Group, Dan Dix and Luke Rakowski both said, and we, of course, we did that deal up there with Luke in New York a number of years ago, but both of them said that this was the harshest, most restrictive security, lockdown that they've ever encountered at a Bilderberg meeting. Okay? And so they were hassled, detained, questioned. Their papers were looked at multiple times, 4, 5, 6 times a day, and so forth. And so they're trying to lock this thing down. They don't want any information out. We used to have Jim Tucker. He used to have an insider in there that gave him some information, but then Jim Tucker passed away. And so, now on our site, we have that video that you brought to my attention, Charlotte, okay?
I thought we both found it. Didn't you also find it independently? I thought you had, yeah.
Yeah, I found it in the morning, and you found it about the same time, that same day. And here you are emailing me about it, and I'm working on looking at it and working it into our website. You know what I mean?
So, that's wonderful.
So our minds work that way, don't they, Charlotte, huh?
Frequently. We do take a lot frequently.
Yeah, that's something else. I always considered you to be my female counterpart or my personality or something. But anyway, they did have a lot of high-tech people there, a lot of Google people. They had Palantir stones? Remember that in the Lord of the Rings, huh?
Okay.
The Sitting Stones, they had both members of the Palantir company there, the founder and the president. Karp and Peter Thiel were both there. Then they had about 5 or 6 or 7 Google-related people from different divisions and doing deep research on AI, robotics, and all these other, and quantum computers they had there and stuff like that. Now, what Aaron and Melissa brought out, I thought that was very interesting, was at the time that the Bilderberg meeting occurred, there was a NATO meeting, okay, at the same time. And in addition to that, the G7 was happening over in Canada. Then the Shanghai meeting between China and Russia and its members were happening over in China at the same time. This was right before.
India as well was involved, right? Everybody was involved in high-level, global-level meetings. Somebody, everywhere was engaged over this period of time when the Bilderberg Group was happening. Fascinating phenomena.
Yeah, but what was really interesting, too, is this is right before Trump goes over to Singapore to meet with the North Korean president, okay? So it seemed to me that there, and here's what they told me about the Bilderberg meetings, is they have high security video sound tie-ins to other groups sometimes, okay? And my thinking is that the Bilderberg meeting, when it was meeting, it was tying in probably with a proprietary secure line to the NATO meeting, okay?
Oh, sure, right.
Petraeus was there, okay? And Petraeus was former, you know, general and all that, retired general, so he gives them some of that military stuff. And then they had Mark Carney there, head of the Bank of England, and also the Bank of International Settlements. So they had the normal cast of characters, you could say, that met there, you know. And so they're not, you know, remember the group Spectre in 007 books? Huh?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In other words, people, we're focusing in now on Trump being, you could say, assaulted or so forth by the deep state, but we always think of that as just inside this country or a national type of group, you know what I mean? Clandestine, intelligent, different rich people. But the Spectre idea is a more of an international thing, like they wrote about in the 007 books. Actually, that's what Trump is up against. A Spectre type of organization worldwide. That's what I think.
You'll have to revisit that and see what I can pick up from the movies.
Yeah, there's some, I went back and did a little research a year or so ago on that when I started thinking that's actually what we've been describing. What other ideas, Charlotte, are you sort of thinking about on this deal?
I'm just hopeful for everybody that things are going well and people are coming to terms with things that they have to manage and take care of. And, you know, I'm just rooting for everybody. I'm rooting for America for sure.
America lives, right? And that's what I'm for.
Oh, not in the hearts and minds and in the institutions as well.
Right. And that's what we're all about. And but, you know, with prosperity comes a lot more happiness. You know, you don't have to be materialistic. You just have to have a job that you can live on. You know what I mean? And that creates prosperity creates a lot of goodwill. And actually, you know, Trump is bringing greater prosperity to this country. And he stood up against the G7 people and said, look, let's do away with the tariffs and all this other stuff. Y'all do away with your tariffs against our goods coming into the European Union. Well, they didn't like that, see. See, they want to keep everything coming into this country tariff-free, but when you import goods into their country, they just want to put tariffs on it. For example, now this is a Honda car going into Denmark. The Honda you can buy here in America for $25,000, $45,000 in Denmark, okay? Mm-hmm. That's just an example of a Honda. But that means the European Union is very tariff-based anyway, and they're trying to knock him down from creating a trade war or tariffs here. So he devastated them up there. They don't like him at all, you know. So there's a photograph of them, Merkel and them standing on one side and him sitting down with some of the Eastern Bloc people are on his side, like Hungary and those things like that. The people that are going back protecting their countries because of this Muslim, you know what I mean, immigration stuff, overwhelming of immigration. So it's very, very interesting. And I'm sure Bilderberg talked about a lot of these things like that. Do you have anything, little closing comments here, Charlotte? I thought we'd close out here in a second.
Oh, I just want to thank you for contacting me for the interview, George, and for talking about it. It's a great day to be an American, and I think we have to be hopeful for our futures. We used to talk about the last 5 minutes. We wanted to be positive and get people be solution-oriented and stuff. I just think if we continue to work together and stick together, I think we're going to be okay. That's my guess.
We're in our 13th year. Is that right now, Charlotte, or 12?
I guess it would be. November of 2006 is when we began.
Yeah.
November 1st, I believe it was.
Yeah, I guess. Is it 12th then, the 12th year we're in?
We're on our 13th. We've begun our 13th year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fun, boy, to be, and I really enjoyed always being on these these broadcasts with you, Charlotte. We've had some tremendous experiences out there on the road, too.
Oh, thank you, George. I've had a lot of fun. I often reflect about some of the things we've done and I've learned and stuff. It's always been memorable being your friend and companion on those adventures.
So what fun, me too, what fun is to watch Aaron and Melissa and these other younger people, much younger than me, they're about a little younger than you maybe, but they're much younger than I am, begin to go out and do things like they did on this documentary. So I'm telling everybody out there, we're going to put this up on our website, this short interview with a discussion with Charlotte and Georgie, and we're going to have embedded already that documentary produced by Aaron and Melissa Dykes. But it's wonderful to see people like that really take the baton and run, isn't it? Huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I love
you, Charlotte, and boy, I enjoyed it.
Me too, George.
And we'll put this up in a second for our listening audience. Thank you. Have a good one. Okay?
And you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.